Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There is somebody who is called the Destroyer. There is someone that Jesus said doesn't come unless he's coming to steal and to kill and to destroy. Does anybody know who that might be? That is the devil, the thief, the killer, the destroyer. His name's called Apollyon, Abaddon. It means the destroyer. He's a real being. He's a real entity. And he has those that are with him. Somebody say, well, yeah, but God made the devil. Actually, he didn't. He made an anointed cherub.
Right. Right.
Who made the devil? The devil made the devil.
Yes. Amen.
And the scripture said, we dealt with this on the first part of this series. Ecclesiastes talks about God has made man good, but they have sought out many inventions. One translation says, many ways to be bad. God did not make men bad. He made men good. Then who made them bad? They did. Being made in the likeness and image of God means we have creative ability. God's a creator. We have creative ability. And the scriptures talk about people who are inventors of evil things. What does that mean? Well, Satan's called the father of lying. Where did lying come from? Satan fathered it. He used the abilities God made him with to create something evil.
Amen.
That's not God's doing. I said, that's not God's doing. How many think we must stop attributing evil to God? We must stop it. Something that irks me is to hear people say, for all kind of reasons, you know, maybe they just got a short fuse and a bad temper, or maybe they're this way or that, and they'll say, well, you know, God made me this way. You just have to love me. No, God didn't make you messed up. And people with all kind of perversions and all kind of distortions will very adamantly tell, well, God made me this way. If it's wrong, if it's bad, if it's distorted, God did not make you that way. No, he didn't. Anybody read in Genesis when God made everything? What did it say? He made this and it was good. He made this and it was good. He made that and it was good. He made this and it was good. He made this and that was good. And then he looked at everything he made and behold, it was very good.
Amen.
Was there anything that God made that was bad?
No.
Not one thing.
Amen.
So all the bad is something that happened after he created it.
Amen.
Not something he did, but something that men did and something that the devil did. But God has always been and is only good.
Amen.
Do you believe that, saints?
Yes.
God is good. He's all good. He's only good. And he always will be good. So what's God? And what's not God? It's real simple. If it's God, it's good. If it's not good,
it's not God.
A three-year-old could understand it. But people go to school and they get their theology degrees and it gets complicated. I mean, people will try to tell you that God and the devil are working together. Some kind of great cosmic plan, if God and the devil are working together, we can give up today.
That's right.
What? We don't even know what to do.
Right.
It's not true. I said, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. Psalm 119:68 says, the NIV says, you are good and what you do is good. I like the Living Bible, and you'll find this, the more I'm studying this, the more I'm seeing this. It'll say truly good or surely, and what those words mean are only. If you look it up in the original, it means only. You are good and what? Do only good. And then he talks about following. Following. The Message Bible says it like this. You are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. We have to choose to seek the goodness and follow the goodness. You're good. You're only good. You're the source of good. Train me, as the Living Bible talked about, follow, and train me in your goodness. How many want to know more about the goodness of God?
Yes.
Say it out loud then. Let's pray the prayer. Release your faith. Say it out loud. Father God,
I am convinced.
You are good.
You are
the source of good.
You are only good.
There is no darkness in you.
There is no evil in you
at all.
Teach me.
Train me.
Help me to see.
To find.
And to follow
your goodness.
Your goodness.
In Jesus' name, amen. We ask it. We believe we receive it. Go to John, please, the 10th chapter. John chapter 10. John 10. Anybody know what's in John 10? Anything good in John 10? Oh, yeah. There's something good on every page of this Bible. John 10, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say to you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. The person who's right comes the right way. Beware of the people that want to huddle in a corner.
Amen.
And whisper. Beware of the people that want you to meet them in the dark alley. They want to climb through the window. They want to sneak in the back door. If you're right, you can come right. That's a sermon right there. If you're right, you come right. You come to the front door. Why? Because you don't have anything to hide. You're not trying to trick anybody. And that's what he's saying. I'm the good shepherd. I didn't sneak in the back. I come in the front door. Some people that try to climb up some other way, try to come up some sneaky way, that's a sign of a thief and a robber. Keep reading. He that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Oh, glory to God. Keep reading. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name.
Amen.
And leads them out. Somebody say, he knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. Reminds you of the 23rd Psalm, doesn't it?
Yes.
The Lord. Who shepherd? Who shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd. And here's the big question. What kind of shepherd is he? He's amazing. He is many, many things. But again and again, when it talks about the shepherd, what one word does it use to describe?
Good. Yeah.
What do you think about it? Some say he's wise. Well, yeah, wise is good. He's powerful. Yeah, powerful is good. He's love. Love is good. Right? Everything you want to say, you could sum up by saying he's good. He's forgiving. That's good. Keep reading. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before him and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Now, friend, get this fixed with you. I've had people come to me I don't know at the times and said, Brother Keith, would you pray with me? Would you pray for me? Would you believe with me? I got to make this big decision and I can't seem to hear from God. I've prayed, I've done everything I know, and I just can't seem to hear from him. I don't know what's going on. I'm not getting it. And again, I've told him, well, will you do this one thing? Well, if I can, I said, you can. Just, it's a choice. What? Quit saying that. Don't ever say again, I can't hear from God. That's contrary to the Bible. Amen. Your words are stout against him. What did the Bible say? My sheep.
Hear my voice.
They know my voice. Are you his sheep?
Yes.
Do you believe the Bible?
Yes.
Is the Bible true?
Yes.
Then you know his voice. Amen. Come on, somebody say, I know his voice.
I know his voice.
Oh, that'll help you so much. Amen. Just believe, just agreeing with what he said will actually begin to open the door to the Holy Spirit in your life. But if you say, I just can't get it, that's fear, that's unbelief, and it's actually something worse. It's rebellion.
Come on.
It's looking at this and going, that's not true. I know he said I know his voice, but I don't. Y'all pray for me. I need help. I can't get it. I can't hear. I'm not spiritual like all of y'all. I can't get it. Well, no, your biggest problem is you're hard-headed. You got to submit to him and have some faith. If he says you know his voice, come on, I want you to tell me what you say. I don't care how it feels or what it looks like. He's right.
Amen. That's
right. Agree with him and things will immediately get better.
Amen.
He says, sheep, I'm your shepherd. I know your name and you know me. And you know my voice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
Yes,
I do. What you say is true. Yes, I do. Come on, somebody say it out loud again. I'm his sheep.
I'm his sheep.
And I know his voice.
And I know his voice.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.